Australia has officially entered its first recession in 30 years after the latest Australian Bureau of Statistics figures showed the nation's gross domestic product fell 7% over the June quarter. That's the second consecutive quarterly contraction in GDP. It's the worst economic growth in 61 years. I asked economist and Vice-Chancellor Fellow at the University of Tasmania, Saul Eslake, how the average person is likely to respond to the news that we're in recession.
The most conventionally used definition is two or more consecutive quarters of negative growth in real GDP, and that's particularly commonly used in the media. I actually don't think it's a particularly sensible definition. I think a much better definition is a period when the unemployment rate rises by 1.5 percentage points or more in 12 months or less, and that I think is a better definition. It actually means more to the average person who isn't an economist. The average person probably wouldn't know two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth if she or he fell over it in the street. But the average
person, they know when they can't get a job, don't they?
They certainly know when they can't get a job, or their best friends can't get a job, or someone in their family can't get a job. And that's why I think that's a much more meaningful definition. And of course, by that definition, it would have been very obvious that we were in a recession and statistically proven as early as April of this year.
Now, the government's talking obviously about training and jobs as much as they can, but it's a pretty big thing to deal with. Do you think they have the resources to cope with this ongoing downward sort of trajectory of the economy because of COVID-19?
Yes, they do. And I think the government is right to say that if it hadn't been for some of the things that they've done already, in particular the JobKeeper program, then the recession, the decline in GDP that we've learned about today would have been much greater than it actually was. And you can see that by looking at some other countries. There are 52 countries now who have produced GDP estimates for the June quarter. And of those, if you compare June 2020 GDP with GDP in the June quarter of 2019, Australia is actually the eighth least worst of those 52 countries. And many of the others that we would ordinarily and happily compare ourselves with, like the United States or Canada or Japan or Britain or France or Germany, have reported much sharper reductions in their economy than we have done.
Okay, so let's look 1 year ahead. What are your predictions?
Well, with a bit of luck, the quarter that we're now in, the September quarter, will be the last quarter of negative growth. Assuming that the Victorian lockdown ends, as the Victorian Premier had foreshadowed it would after 6 weeks, and other states start to open up their borders, we should have positive growth in the December quarter. And after then, I think our prospects depend on how successful we are in avoiding a second or third wave of infections and deaths, whether a vaccine is developed, if so, when, how many of our people are prepared to take it, and whether the vaccine works, and then whether that's sufficient to allow us safely to open our own international borders to travellers and migrants from overseas, and of course, how well other economies cope.
Economist and Vice-Chancellor Fellow at the University of Tasmania, Saul Eslake.